It's time to pull up a chair and open your Bible for today's Bible study segment of Naomi's Table. Gather around and let's begin.
Welcome back to the table in our Bible study segment. Connie Stample is here with lesson number 18, Jesus Heals a Woman. And I can't wait for this one, Connie. Many women around the table might have done some studies in the past. I have a feeling that this one is going to be very, very encouraging. So without further ado, let's talk about lesson 18 today. What will we be learning?
Well, we are really going to see what, again, an encounter with Jesus Christ does, how it changes a person, and how faith is really placed on in a person. It's not something that's based in us, but truth faith has to do with understanding who our God is and what he can do for us. So we're going to go to Mark chapter 5, and I'm going to read first verses 21 to 34. And when Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered around about him, and he was beside the sea. Then came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and seeing him, he fell at his feet and implored him earnestly, saying, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be made well and live." And he went with him. And a great crowd followed him and thronged about him. And there was a woman who had had a discharge of blood for 12 years and who had suffered much under many physicians and had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard the reports about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, "If I touch even his garments, I will be made well." And immediately the flow of blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. And Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone out from him, immediately turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my garments?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing around you, and yet you say, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." All right. So here we are, back on the Jewish side of the Sea of Galilee, in Galilee. And so Jesus probably landed near Capernaum. And as soon as he gets out of the boat, a crowd of people gather around him because they know of his healing. They've heard some of his teaching. And so he's somebody that they just want to be around. And then it turns out that one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, comes. And this is a prominent man to be a ruler of the synagogue, but he's a man with a desperate need. And he comes to Jesus and falls at his feet and implores him earnestly, saying, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be made well and live." And he went with him. And so we see here that Jairus is a person who has great need, but he comes to the teacher and he pays him honor and he falls at his feet and he begs him to come and heal him because he's confident that Jesus can do that. What happens next in the passage is an interruption, in a sense, but for God, nothing's an interruption. This is a woman's story and how she fits into all what is going on. So the rest of today, we're going to be talking about what happens with the woman, and then we'll pick up with Jairus and the rest of the story for him and his daughter tomorrow. Going on then, this is the rest of verse 24. It says, "And a great crowd followed him and thronged about him." Literally, we're pressing against him. This is that crushing crowd where you can't turn around, the kind of crowd where you actually can get hurt if you happen to fall or it decides to move fast or stampede. And then in verse 25, it says, "And there was a woman who had had a discharge of blood for 12 years and who had suffered much under many physicians and had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse." And so this woman seems to have an incurable disease, at least by what medical people of her day were able to do. But she also has a very socially unacceptable disease. This flow of blood makes her unclean. And if we look in the Old Testament, we find that both women have their menstrual period, or if they have a flow of blood or discharge beyond their period, all the time that they're having that discharge, they're considered unclean. This is from Leviticus 15:25-27. And it also says that whoever touches anything that she touches shall be unclean. And so this woman is an a social outcast. She's not allowed to go to the woman's court of the temple. She can't be in public unless she goes around saying, shouting, unclean, unclean, so everybody avoids her and doesn't touch her. For her to even be out there in the crowd moving with them is breaking the law because she shouldn't be having anyone touch her. And then she is, of course, wanting to touch Jesus because she knows that he's the one who can heal her. I think we just need to understand again her desperate situation and realize how difficult life was for her. And then we find that in verse 27, she'd heard the reports about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. And we see from this that she had confidence that Jesus could heal her. And we find in verse 28, she says, if I touch even his garments, I will be made well. And so she had confidence in him as a healer that he would be able to do that for her. And immediately, the flow of blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. And so it is true that her faith and reaching out to Jesus did immediately heal her, and she could feel it. She knew it. She felt that physical wellness that she hadn't had before. And then in verse 30, we find out that Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone out from him, immediately turned around in the crowd. The word perceiving really in the Greek means knowing fully. So Jesus was fully aware of what was going on and fully desiring to heal her and knew about the power and knew what she was doing. And so he allowed her to be healed. And then going on, it says, he turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my garments? And his disciples, looking at things just from a human point of view, were thinking, there's so many people pressing around you and somebody touched you. I mean, everybody's touching you. But then in verse 32, it says, and he looked around, meaning Jesus, to see who had done it. And he looked around in a penetrating way. He was looking for this woman. And he knew he was looking who he was looking for, too. And then at that point, the woman understood that she needed to acknowledge what had happened to her. So in verse 33, it says, but the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And so here we see the woman knows that she's been healed. And so because he stopped and asked who did it, she came to him, and in humility and gratitude and probably in great fear, actually, because she's one just been healed by this great teacher, she came and told him the whole truth about what she'd been healed of and why she had touched him. And then in verse 34, it's a beautiful verse because the Lord says to her, and he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. This is the first and only time in Mark that Jesus uses that term daughter, which is a beautiful term. And ultimately, I think it really shows us that this time, because of what has happened to this woman and her faith in Jesus and then his talking to her, she has become a daughter of the King. She's a daughter of the Heavenly Father. She's one of God's children. And he tells her that your faith has made you well. That word well is from Greek sozo, which means both to heal and to save. And I think in this episode, this is a woman who not only received physical healing, she also received salvation. Because the Lord says to her, go in peace and be healed of your disease. And the way the Greek is, it means permanently healed, like it's never going to come back, like she's really, really healed. But the idea of going in peace means to be healthy, but also to be whole, whole in body and spirit. And it's a beautiful story of the Lord healing somebody of a physical disease, but because of her faith in who he was and her public confession of what he had done for her, we see a picture of her actually coming to saving faith in him. And so that's that her sins are forgiven and she's become made a daughter of the King. Interestingly, we find as we go on, we're going to find she'd been suffering from this bleeding for 12 years. That's from the Gospel of Luke. And then we're also going to find that the little girl who is ill is 12 years old. And we'll talk about 12 tomorrow when we get into this. But what I want to focus on right now is the idea of faith. Because what happened with this woman is her faith wasn't really like in her touch, like it was a magical touch, like if she just touched him, things would be better. Her faith was in a person, and Jesus helped bring that out because he called her to himself and he acknowledged her and she confessed what had happened to her. And that's true of any of us who come to know the Lord Jesus. Faith really is a personal relationship. It's a reliance on Him, His person, what He has done for us, His salvation for us. It's not just knowing the content of what we would call the faith, but it's coming to know Him as our Lord and Savior. And that's what has happened to this woman, which is a beautiful picture of, again, of faith and what it is. Just want to remind us of in Romans 10, 9 through 13, Bible tells us that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Mm-hmm. And then again in verse 13, it says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And all of that involves not just saying words, but having it be a reality in your life and truly knowing who Jesus is and what He has done for you. Another place in Scripture that talks about, again, the content of, or actually the object of our faith, which is Jesus Christ, is Ephesians 3, 7 to 12. And at the end of that, in verse 12, Paul writes, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in Him. And again, our faith is sure and confident because it's in Jesus Christ, who He is, His person. And hopefully today, as we consider this passage in Mark, we will ask questions about how it is that people respond to the Lord in a personal relationship, and maybe even ask ourselves questions about how am I growing in knowing Jesus.
Amen. Thank you so much, Connie. And if you're hearing this for the first time and you've never been in the Word, this is all new to you, we would love for you to connect with us. You know how to get a hold of us because you're listening to us right now, but we have a website, naomistable.com. And by the way, ladies, that's where you'll also find the notes for this Bible study, and we just encourage you to download those. We're going to talk more about this when we come back.